broadcasting live in studio or on location. It's Octave Radio with your host, Shantae Avant, bringing unique music.
That mascara. I'm in a band.
Artists.
I'm an artist.
And taking a look at the lighter side of what most people take so seriously. From your town and around the globe. And now,
it's showtime.
Welcome to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. It's radio redesigned, elevating your frequency and your mind. Yes, your link to artists, entertainment, and the social topics that you all think about but never speak about. I'm your host, Shantae, along with, we got a couple of guests with us tonight. We've got Alan Greenspan.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And we've got Savante.
Of course, always. How you doing?
As always, Savante, of course. And we are out of the studio and in the streets tonight. We are here broadcasting live from O-Town Scottsdale at the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting Art Education Fund. And we know how important it is to keep art in education. They've taken it out due to budget cuts and a lot of kids are not being exposed to what's important in the arts. Definitely, this is a very nice affair, actually. There's galleries open. There's live music. There's free food sampling by Grand Lux Cafe and China Mist Iced Teas. We've got people perusing galleries and having a great time down here at O-Town Scottsdale. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Laureen.
Laureen? Yeah. Come on. Are you an artist or enjoying the festivities?
I'm enjoying the festivities.
Now, have you been to the Art Walk before?
Yes, many times.
And what do you think of the Art Walk?
The Art Walk is a fabulous way to see a wide variety of artwork in a beautiful setting, very relaxed, you know, with the music and so many amazing, talented artists and friendly gallery owners. It's wonderful.
Definitely. And so what would you recommend to somebody the first time they're coming down here? What is something that they can expect?
Well, I think that they can expect to have a beautiful, relaxing evening, to see a lot of great artworks, and just enjoy.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, how long have you been coming down here?
Oh, since 1995.
Oh, wow.
Veteran.
Yeah, I know, huh? That's a high five.
Veteran. She knows where to go.
Definitely. We've got musicians and art and food and everything through here. Now, you've been coming down here since 95, right? Is this your, have you been to the Summer Spectacular Art Walk each time?
Not every year.
Okay.
No.
So what
it's
makes,
been quite a while.
Okay. So what, in your opinion, makes the Summer Spectacular Art Walk different from the Every Thursday Art Walk?
Well, I think it feels like more of a community, you know, with you here. You know, we've got our local favorite radio station on site.
106.7 FM.
Musicians, local musicians, along with artists being present in the galleries. So you can meet the artists, you can talk with them about their work, and so it really makes it special.
And I think a lot of people have the misconception that they are actually intimidated by the gallery experience.
Oh, no. All of the people down here just want to share what they're doing. And the beauty of the artwork is really an expression that is coming from a human heart and a human soul. And what completes that work is actually somebody viewing it and appreciating and enjoying it. So anyone who comes just to look and enjoy is welcomed.
Awesome. And someone like yourself, and thank you very much for joining us, and enjoy.
We might have to
have a tour from you later on.
Definitely.
Since you're a veteran, thank you for joining us on KWSS 106.7. Well, we are here broadcasting live from the Scottsdale Summer Spectacular Art Walk, the 21st annual. They've been doing this for 21 years. And this, you like that, huh, Greenspan? A quick adding there.
Yes, very creative.
Now, I've never been, this is my first time, and I've been, since the beginning of Let's Talk Arizona, I've been wanting to come down here and experience the Scottsdale Art Walk, which is actually every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m., which, of course, as you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, it's during the time that we're on the air. So what better way to spend a Thursday? from 7 to 9 p.m. Then right here in the heat. Yes. I forgot to tweet that I'm melting here like a fudgesicle.
In the heat.
In the heat. But the sun is going down. The music is playing. The people are out. The galleries are open. The artists are actually, this is a great way if you're an artist or you're a lover of the arts, a great opportunity for you to come down and actually meet some of the artists and even the gallery owners and have an opportunity to actually chat with them and, you know, ask questions. You get involved.
Interactive.
There you go, Greenspan. I knew that's why I brought you along.
My one-word chime in.
Exactly. Your one-word chime in, which I'm going to need a little help because my mouth is dry. I'm a little parched there.
You're parched.
Just a little parched.
Hey, but there's lots of free water down here.
Free
people
water.
People passing out these delicious chips. And people actually seem happy this evening. And lots of free food and free tea down the way from
China
us.
China Mist iced tea.
Yeah, I think I'm going to head down there.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I think we're going to take a break here in a little bit. And we're going to have some iced tea, but definitely want to tell you a little bit about, we have a classically trained vocalist and pop jazz keyboardist, Rebecca De La Torre of Watershade. She's going to be performing the annual singing of Gershwin's Summertime during the Summer Spectacular Art Walk, which we are here right now. This magic moment is actually going to be coming up at about 8 p.m. on the northwest corner of Main Street and Marshall Way, which is right across the street from where we're at. And if you can hear in the background, that is the beautiful sounds of Rebecca De La Torre. And also, you still have time to get down here. The party just started. You can grab some free parking. Yes, free. Our favorite F word here on Octave Radio. And you can jump on a free trolley ride and go through the art district. Stop by. There's artists actually giving free live demonstrations. And what more can you ask for? Free
the trolley
foods.
Ride yeah. is free and air conditioned.
And air conditioning.
Oh, wow.
If you come down here, I might trade with you for about 20 minutes. But it's definitely a lot of fun. And we're going to step aside for just a little bit here in just a moment. And if you love food, it's not just free food samples. It's actually by the Grand Lux Cafe that the food is going to be provided by. And want to just give a thank you to the sponsors of the Summer Spectacular Art Walk. It's actually Amica Insurance, which we'll be able to talk to in it's just a little bit, probably on the other side of the hour. And this is also presented by the Scottsdale Gallery Association. So great way to bring the entire family out and have a great, great time. During the summertime, the sun's is going down. So you definitely want to come out and, you know, see what we've got going on here. Stop by the booth here on the southwest corner of Marshall and Main. Say hi to us. Jump on the mic. Show us what you got. All that good stuff. We're going to step aside for a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have a little bit more.
Yes.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy, Chris. We got Chris here on the streets here as well. So we'll be right back after this.
Join us Thursday, July 8th for Scottsdale's 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, presented by Scottsdale Gallery Association at Amica Insurance. Enjoy fine art, free food provided by Grand Lux Cafe and China Mist Iced Teas, with live music from artist Soliloquies with Jordy and Josh Foster, Country's Rocky Shaw, and more. And don't forget the annual singing of Summertime, performed by Rebecca De La Torre of the musical group Watershade. Don't miss your chance to win a painting by award-winning painter Judith Spitz as she does a live demonstration of her pastel technique. Free fun, free food, and fine art for the entire family. So Art Walk the Line, benefiting the Art Education Fund, sponsored by Amica Insurance and Scottsdale Gallery Association, Thursday, July 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information on this summer spectacular event, call 480-377-9366. That's 480-377-9366. Or visit scottsdalegalleries.com.
Welcome back to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. We are broadcasting live from Old Town Scottsdale for the 21st annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting art, education, fun. Presented by the Scottsdale Gallery Association and Amica Insurance, which we'll have a chance to talk to Amica Insurance, find out what they're all about. But we are here with Chris Burnett and Alan Greenspan and Cervantes down here and dozens and dozens of people enjoying the galleries and the free food and the fine art and everything that Old Town Scottsdale definitely has to offer. Now, you've had a chance to kind of walk around, Chris.
I had a chance to walk around, and it's a beautiful night, nice and warm, just like we like it here in
Emphasis
Arizona.
On warm.
But there's some very nice art galleries with air conditioning and some magnificent art inside.
Amazing.
So you get air and art.
Air and art. Are you rubbing it in my face?
No.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Air and art.
Air and art.
You must really be hot, Chris.
And also the free trolleys. You can jump on a trolley, you know, walk through, get some exercise, jump on a trolley and see the sights. You're laughing at me because I say a little exercise. What's a little walking?
You said jump on a trolley and get some exercise.
No, I said jump, get some exercise and then jump on a trolley. Okay. It's the heat. It's getting to me. No, but it's actually really nice. The sun is going down, and it's definitely a great opportunity to come out here and see them. We're going to have an opportunity to actually talk to some gallery owners and artists here. As we peruse through just a little bit. But I kind of want to remind people what they can expect from coming down here to the Scottsdale Art Walk, or if they happen to stop by. In addition to the music and the food,
yeah,
and the drinks to,
yeah,
what's your whistle
drinks
there? Well, it's iced tea. You can pretend.
Iced tea.
You can pretend. The artwork of Judith Spitz, which can be found at Art Space Gallery on 6th Avenue, is actually just one of the fine art attractions to be found at the Summer Spectacular Art Walk tonight in downtown Scottsdale from 7 to 9 p.m. Tonight, she's actually going to be painting live in the Amica Insurance booth right around the street, right across the street from where we're at here on Main Street and Marshall. And she's actually going to be, there's going to be a free drawing. So you can come down, have a chat with her, and while you're there, sign up for a free drawing to win a Judith Spitz original. And that's courtesy of Amica Insurance. It's valued at over $300.
Wow.
What'd you say about $300?
It's valued at over $300.
Oh, I thought you said I
I'm
could
not
win
giving
$300.
You $300. Yeah, I know, huh? We all jump on that. But the Scottsdale Arts District is located just west of Scottsdale Road, north and south of Indian School, along Main Street and Marshall, 5th and 6th Avenue, up to Stetson and the waterfront. So it's a big, big area. You can get lots in a lot of time, which we're going to be here for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, you know, this is one of the things I like best about the Scottsdale Phoenix area is that in the evening when the sun goes down, you can really have a beautiful time out here at some of the outdoor festivities.
Yes.
And you don't really have to worry about a downpour.
It is supposed to be in monsoon season right now, though. That's what they were saying on the news. And it's gorgeous out. Like, the clouds are white. Like, they look kind of real.
Kind of real?
Surreal. Really surreal. Like
surreal, there you go.
There are beautiful people out. Lots of people from all walks of life here. Young, old, happy.
Babies.
Now, Now, when you walked around, Chris, did you actually get to go inside of any of the galleries?
No, but you know what? I will go do that now.
Uh-oh. There he goes, people. He's on the move.
He's got a wireless mic with him, too.
It would help if
it says the sign says open,
door.
But they saw Chris coming and he locked it. Okay, Coloris actually is the gallery that he's going into. It's Coloris by Wilde Meyer, excuse me. And we're going to take a listen. Let's turn him up here and see what we can hear.
I'm in the Linda Carter Holman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. So describe a piece that's in there.
She's actually giving people a tour right now and talking about her art. There's some beautiful pieces in here.
Yes, I can see it through the window. We're right in front of Coloris. I like how I we can hear you, but you can't hear us. You gotta love technology. That's right, you can't hear us. Can you read lips?
Well,
It's like, no, not at all. But very beautiful pieces in Coloris by Wilde Meyer, and we're actually just outside of there, right on the corner of Marshall and Main. And there's people taking pictures. This is, I like this.
Isn't it beautiful? There's some other beautiful pieces out here, too.
We're talking about art, Chris. Come on now.
And it, there's some works of art out here tonight.
Definitely work of art.
That's what I get for bringing guys with me here at the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting Art Education Fund. And Art Education Fund is basically helping local schools that are struggling to keep the arts in their education program, which we all know is very, very important. Some of the finest people and influential people in history were actually artists as well. And so it's very important that we keep the arts in education so that way children have a well-rounded knowledge and they're able to balance and use both their right and left brain. So I think it's really important to keep the arts in education. And unfortunately, that's the one place where they take it out is sport. It must be your favorite song.
I want to do this.
You want to do that song?
I love that Coldplay.
Yes, love Coldplay. And it is Waterfront that's actually singing to Coldplay.
What is that? That's Clocks.
Yes.
That's the name of it, Clocks.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just listening.
I love it.
I actually have that song on my iPod. I should play it during the next break coming back.
You know, Shantae, there's a lot of beautiful things about Scottsdale that I never knew before I moved out here.
Such as?
I mean, just there is... And at times I've been a critic of the Valley area, but there is a little culture out here.
Okay, so explain that, because most people would
say... Micro-culture.
No, but people would say that there's no culture. But you know what? We had an opportunity to talk to Kathy Dooley. If you tuned in last week, she is the president of the Scottsdale Gallery Association. One of the questions I had asked her, and I actually think this was off the record, was does she find that there's a difference between the Scottsdale culture, the Tempe culture, and the Phoenix culture as far as the arts? And it's very, very, very distinct.
I agree.
What, each area has a distinct?
Now, how do you think it's distinct, Greenspan?
It's all completely unique. Scottsdale's more like the Midwestern feel. Right next to us, there's a statue of a cowboy riding a horse.
Wait. What is Midwestern about a statue of a cowboy riding a horse?
You won't find that anywhere else.
You're not going to find it in St. Louis or Illinois.
But then, even in Tempe, you're not going to find it in Tempe. In Tempe, you're going to find more of an abstract, more like a young urban kind of statue feel.
But for the record, Colorado is the gateway to the West. So, but he's right. I mean, Scottsdale has this. It's not
Rodeo Midwest
Drive. It's not Cherry Creek. It's not Fifth Avenue, but it's its own little eclectic market here. I mean, it's really, you have some classy venues here. You have art you have a very eclectic. I mean,
right next to me, there's a copper horse statue, and there's a Native American looking
Aztec,
And the buildings, the building behind us has got a wooden top, then across the street, there's an adobe looking building with wooden stops in the top.
But it all fits. And then you look at the apartments, the condos and stuff here.
Best part about it is all the palm trees, though. It's just unique feeling. Yes.
Palm trees, movie stars.
And with that, we're going to go and step aside for a real quick break. It's actually getting kind of dark in here, and I see the lights coming on. Or is that just my eyes?
It's the lights.
The lights.
They're over coming at Knox Artifacts Gallery of Old Scottsdale.
I was talking about the Christmas lights around this beautiful palm tree. I'm getting old.
No, those aren't on yet.
Oh. You got lights in your eyes.
Did you say Christmas lights?
Nights in your eyes. Yeah, don't let me sing. Okay, anyway, we're going to step aside. We're broadcasting live from the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk here in Old Town. Beautiful, beautiful Old Town Scottsdale here. We're right on the corner of Main and Marshall. You can't miss us. I'm the short one wearing a bright yellow dress. Chris just looks, I don't know what he looks like. He looks normal. But we are around some beautiful, beautiful people that are actually going to be joining us. We're going to kind of get some opinions from people perusing. It's getting a little crowded here. I love the crowd. But we're going to be right back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7.
Are you an Arizona musician or in the local music scene? Burnt out on Craigslist trying to find what you are looking for? AZ Music Connect has everything a local musician could want and need in a classified site. Promo events, sell merch and tickets, hook up with bands, venues, promoters, and so much more all in one place. www.azmusicconnect.com for all your Arizona music needs.
Modern rock.
Woo! Get me a pitcher of champagne.
106.7 KWSS.
Radio on KWSS 106.7. We are broadcasting live from the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk here in Old Town Scottsdale. We are situated on the corner of Main and Marshall, and we are going to be here through the remainder of our show from 7 to 9 p.m. Galleries, King Galleries, Coloris, we've got Dooley and Jones, we've got the trolley, we've got cars, we've got walkers, we've got music, and wow. The food samples from Grand Lux Cafe are sensational out here at the Summer Spectacular Art Walk. Grand Lux has actually rolled out a grand array of tasty items to the northwest corner of Main Street and Marshall Way. And I think I'm going to go get seconds. I don't know. I think I'm down for definitely for seconds. In the background, you can actually hear the cool sounds of Rebecca De La Torre and Watershade. And by the way, actually, you still have time to get down here by 8 p.m. when Rebecca will be actually doing the annual singing of Gershwin's Summertime. It's an art walk tradition and an art walk special. And she's, again, on the northwest corner of Main Street and Marshall Way near the Amica Insurance tent. And again, the free trolleys. We love the free trolleys. As many times as I've come down to Scottsdale, I am on a trolley every single time. It's the best way to get around and see the full view of this beautiful, beautiful city. And we have some great people here. They're enjoying China Miss iced teas and enjoying art and all of the wonderful things here that Scottsdale has to offer. And we've got a gentleman here by the name of, we're going to get you on a mic here so we can hear you a little better. All right, tell us your name.
My name is Bill Faust.
Oh, okay. And what gallery? We're right in front of Faust Gallery. Galleries. Tell us a little bit about your gallery.
Well, I've been doing this in the gallery business for about 30 years, doing high-end American Indian art. Turquoise jewelry, gold, silver. It's hard to explain because most people think of American Indian jewelry as just a squash blossom necklace or, you know, a bracelet with heavy turquoise on it. And I sell, you know, jewelry made by American Indians with diamonds and gold.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I'm hosting a show tonight for a lady by the name of Liz Wallace, and she does plique jour, which is enameling.
Very nice.
You know, if you get a chance, you can come in.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll show
I'm
it to
definitely
going
to have to
the
stop
audience.
In there. Now, quick question from a gallery owner. A lot of people are intimidated by the gallery experience. You've been in for 30 years, correct?
Yeah.
And when someone comes to your gallery, what can they expect, or let me rephrase the question: who are your normal buyers, or the people that come in and enjoy your gallery?
Well, I think there's a misconception that when you walk into an art gallery, there's high pressure sales to buy something. And I mean, I've done this so long that the art sells itself. I don't have to talk anybody into buying anything. I mean, it's so beautiful. People look at it. Once they hold it, they realize it's a treasure. Then they have to have it.
And they feel the spirit. And everything.
Right.
Now, how long have you had this particular artist that you're featuring tonight?
I've been working with Liz for probably about 6 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then, so a question that I normally like to ask gallery owners is, there's a lot of artists here locally. And there's always this strive to get in the gallery. That's the pinnacle of success, is for them to either own their own gallery or at least be featured in a gallery. What are some tips that you would give as a gallery owner for some artists out there if they were looking to be featured? Say, this more specific in your gallery.
Well, the main thing, I go through this all the time. The thing is you have to be willing to take constructive criticism, because to really get into an art gallery, you've got to be good. But I've actually discovered artists by them just walking in the door.
Really?
So, you know, if you're willing to take constructive criticism on what you do and how you do it and how you go about selling it, that's a benefit to the artist and it can help them. So, you know, and you got to be courteous. You got to make an appointment to come in and see the gallery owner. Mm-hmm. You can't just cold call. That's not the way to do it. You got to call on the phone, make an appointment, bring your portfolio, and then sit down and talk about it.
So the people that you have discovered in the past, that you said that they walk in. Do they walk in prepared, or have they made an appointment with you prior?
Mostly not.
Really? So they walk in with a piece.
Right.
And say, hi.
You know, hi, would you like to buy this?
Okay.
And you know, with the kind of art that I work with, that sometimes works, but with most galleries, it doesn't.
Okay. Now, how did you get started in the gallery business?
Oh, I have a great story. Do you have the time?
Oh, yes, I have the time.
My great aunt brought my dad out here in 1946.
Oh, wow.
And he was suffering from asthma, and Arizona was the place to come. Mm-hmm. She had lost her husband. She was selling insurance. And my dad was sick, so they said Arizona was the place to come to help my dad's health. So she brought him out here. She got a job working at a jewelry store in downtown Phoenix called Clay Smith.
Okay.
And so she learned the business from him. And then, you know, I came along, and then, you know, I started working with her in 1981. And she got into the high-end Indian art business by becoming the first buyer and manager of the Heard Museum gift shop in downtown
Phoenix.
Oh,
wow. So you've got a long history here.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the arts.
Well-established history in the art community.
Yeah, definitely. And so what was the motivation in you opening your own gallery? Was it something from the very beginning that you knew you were going to do, or just kind of you stumbled upon the opportunity?
Well, just because of my association with my great aunt and being in the business so long and knowing all her clients. Once she passed away, Dad and I just took over the business in a different way.
Okay.
So I opened my own gallery.
So, and have you always been here in Scottsdale?
Always been here in Scottsdale.
Oh, wow. And so what do you, just in your opinion, because there's, you know, there's this talk about, and it's pretty obvious that there is a different art culture between Scottsdale and Tempe and Phoenix. What, in your opinion, is the difference between Scottsdale's art culture and, say, Phoenix?
Well, it's transitioning even here in Scottsdale. You know, I'm into American Indian art, and being in American Indian art and around Western art, there's not as many Indian art galleries and there's not as many Western art galleries. Mm-hmm. So the whole attitude of people, the new generation of people coming into the city, they're demanding different art forms. And, you know, Phoenix has developed First Fridays.
Uh-huh.
And so they're attracting a much younger crowd. Mm-hmm. And they're also featuring younger artists who are not that expensive. So you're dealing with two different worlds. You're dealing with a very well-established art community. You know, Scottsdale used to be, you know, the third or fifth largest art market in the United States. So you've got a well-established art community going on here, and now you've got sub-art cultures going on in Mesa, Chandler, and in Phoenix.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
it's definitely
the
distinct.
Difference.
Okay. Definitely distinct. Well, what, again, and where can people find out more information about Faust Galleries? And that's F-A-U-S-T. Did I say that right?
Yeah, just go to my website, www.faustgallery.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And actually, we're right out front there here on Main Street and Marshall. 30 years. That's a lot of years.
Yeah, yeah, that's like a lifetime.
Well, that definitely shows the passion that he has for the art. So thank you very much for grabbing them. And Chris is our little recruiter here. He's got another gallery that he's going to peruse through. He's lucky. He gets to be mobile.
Yeah, he's like running around like, do you want to get an interview?
Here in Old Town Scottsdale. We're here at the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk. And that is actually, he's went into Gallery Russia. That's actually a very, now I actually would be intimidated to go into that one.
I wouldn't. I'd just go in there, and as long as the art is less than $10,000, we got a deal.
I wonder if it has anything to do with Russia.
No.
I think that piece right there definitely does.
It's beautiful,
right
though. Gorgeous, very, very girl. Beautiful. And here they're coming across the street here.
Should be a very popular gallery right now.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
I'm going to leave this one alone.
And here
all
we
right,
go.
So we've got all kinds of people.
I'm going
to
concede my mic.
All right.
This makes me a little nervous.
Okay. Privyetsk.
Hi. Now, you came out of Gallery Russia.
Yes, that's correct.
And what is your name?
My name's Paul Eubanks. I'm one of the owners. We've done this here in Scottsdale for, gosh, almost 20 years now.
Wow, a lot of veterans here.
Yeah, and we survive spy crises and all types of things because it's good art.
Awesome. Now, have you actually been the owner for the last 20 years as well?
Or? Yeah, my father and I started it probably 6 months after I got out of college back then.
Oh, wow. So this was something that you just, it was destined for you to do. You just walked right into it.
Well, you know, very slowly. We both did it part-time for many years. I was in different types of sales, and we built a clientele until we were at the point we both decided, you know what, this is more fun than doing other things. So
explain your, and I love the fact that all of these galleries are distinct and different. Explain to us the art that's featured in Gallery Russia.
Well, Russian art, we have two types. We have art, some of it, which was painted just a month ago by some very young, talented artists who still live in mostly Ukraine and Russia. But we have a lot of historical art from the Soviet period, anything from art from probably 1890 through about 1970.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, obviously it has some major historical significance. But the thing that makes it really different is arguably they were some of the finest trained artists of the century anywhere in the globe. Just like you might think of an Olympic athlete or an engineer or someone like that. These guys were trained for 20 years, and it shows.
Wow. And so, okay, now with that, because what would an average piece, okay, the piece that I'm looking at right now, which is, would you define it as a natural piece, nature, or how would you define
it? It's called representational art.
Okay.
Borders on impressionism, but it's a landscape, and that's a scene on the Black Sea in the southern Ukraine.
Okay,
that's a young Ukrainian artist.
Okay, so it's very simple. It's very beautiful, very, very detailed. From across the street, I can see the detail in the leaves. So
yeah.
It's very, very talented young artist, and it has a serene feel, like you want to run through the field. What would a piece like that go for?
Well, a piece like that's about $3,500. It's a small thing, but that includes us shipping it anywhere in the world for the most part. Art's not inexpensive, but good art is believe it or not, more affordable than most people think.
Yeah, I would have thought much more for that, actually.
Well, we've got some historical things that are, but, you know, she's still, the Russians start very young. She was born in the mid-1980s, I think, something like that. Just had an exhibition in Amsterdam and Kiev, but they represent some great, great values.
All right, so you have, now, most of your customers, do they come from out of Arizona, out of the state, or are they mostly here in the valley?
You know, 5-6 years ago, I'd say it was split down the middle.
Really?
You know, with Arizona's real estate, I'd say probably more than half now come from out of state.
Oh, wow.
And we are a very seasonal market, save for this night tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our clients are, I hate to say it, but almost migrational. You know, they're somewhere else like Colorado or Hawaii or somewhere like that, but
Hawaii.
We stay in touch with them.
So now, one would never think, and I'm learning a lot, even in the past week that I've been talking to gallery owners and talking to artists, I would have never thought that the gallery business is seasonal.
Well, you know, it very much is, because, again, it's kind of a tough thing, but a lot of the major collectors who have the means to collect it also have the means to go where the weather's the nicest.
I hate
to put it that simply, but, you know, it's 110 here. It's somebody may have a better time in Jackson Hole, but Scottsdale's a big enough market that regardless, year-round, it does have a presence. We just have to push a little more national advertising and things.
And so how has that been working for you on a national scale?
You know, it's all right. You know, anytime you have a gallery with good art, and I'm proud to say a good reputation, you know, and been in business a while, we tend to do pretty well. It's a little tougher for a gallery just starting off right now, but luckily we've got a lot of loyal clients.
Yeah, and so, well, yeah, galleries starting off, if there's even gallery space down here, you guys are pretty much packed out, I would think.
Yeah, you know, considering everything, it you know, art's something that kind of transcends all borders and cultures, and it's just something that always has a high interest level, so there's never a shortage of art connoisseurs wanting to start a new gallery somewhere.
Awesome. And do you have a question there? Oh, let me turn your mic up, Chris.
No, is that me?
Yes,
no,
that's
I was just going to say, when I went in, there were some really nice pieces in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I could see it from
nice.
Here. Very beautiful.
And really some good traffic going in and out. It's really interesting. It's nice to see art from different cultures.
And you're seeing that very much now. I mean, we, you know, the fact of the matter is, in the age of the internet and people going across different bound, you know, borders to go to different schools in different countries, you know, it's a tough way to make a living because every artist now competes with other artists. I mean, I've got an artist that I can call on his cell phone in middle of Mongolia, for instance.
Wow.
And email people in Russia all day and here, and it's a small world.
Wow, that is amazing. And so you're, okay, so you've got a lot. Now, I have an interesting question. Do you have people from Russia?
You know, we
ordering
do.
From we, Gallery Russia.
We do. Now, obviously, there's a bigger supply of it in Russia.
Of course. Uh-huh.
But to be real frank, the thing that's changed drastically in the last 20 years are the Russians with their oil wealth. They're now the biggest collectors of their own art. Their
really?
Prices are generally, a lot of our artists, believe it or not, sell for more in Russia now than they do for here.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's just through past loyalties that they're pricing art more for the American market. But heavy, heavy expensive buying in places like New York, London, with expat Russians.
Awesome. Well, Gallery Russian, where can they find out more information?
The easiest thing is just to go to www.galleryrussia.com, all one word. And you'll see a lot of our artists, biographies, and a little history of the gallery.
Oh, so a little walk through history and a little trip to Russia.
Yeah, and a gallery that, frankly, we have a big percentage of our clients are actually professional artists, if that puts it in perspective. We have a lot of artists who buy art from us for their own collection, even when they're here in town for their own show at another gallery. So
really?
It's pretty interesting.
Now, I have a quick question for you, only because this kind of popped in my head and I can see this happening. Have you had resorts or hotels come and purchase art from your gallery as well?
You know, only things like that happen are through interior designers.
We
have been very fortunate over the years to deal with some of the very top designers in the Southwest, in the nation. More of it's residential versus commercial, but yeah, certainly we've kind of seen everybody at some point over the last 20 years.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and you've got a busy house there. Lots of
nice
energy.
To see. Yeah. Middle of July.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Exactly. Awesome. We're going to step aside for a quick break, and when we come back, more live from the Scottsdale Spectacular Art Walk. You're listening to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. Join us Thursday, July 8th for Scottsdale's 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, presented by Scottsdale Gallery Association and Amica Insurance. Enjoy fine art, free food provided by Grand Lux Cafe and China Mist Iced Teas, with live music from artist Soliloquies with Jordy and Josh Foster, Country's Rocky Shaw, and more. And don't forget the annual singing of Summertime, performed by Rebecca De La Torre of the musical group Watershade. Don't miss your chance to win a painting by award-winning painter Judith Spitz as she does a live demonstration of her pastel technique. Free fun, free food, and fine art for the entire family. So Art Walk the Line, benefiting the Art Education Fund, sponsored by Amica Insurance and Scottsdale Gallery Association, Thursday, July 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information on this summer spectacular event, call 480-377-9366. That's 480-377-9366. Or visit scottsdalegalleries.com.
Once upon a time, as the fairy tale begins, a little girl in love, will she play that part again? Her memories left behind. Ain't the hope of her love to find. Can dreams be born again? And happily I've arrived at the end. Oh, run. She runs to him, her eyes in the arms of the sun. Away, away, away.
Welcome Welcome back to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. We are broadcasting live from O-Town Scottsdale, downtown Scottsdale, for the 21st Annual Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting the Art Education Fund, presented by Scottsdale Gallery Associations and sponsored by Amica Insurance. And you just heard a little sample of the song She Runs by Rocky Shaw, who is actually one of the artists that is performing down here. And I think she's more closer to the waterfront. We are just across the street from Rebecca De La Torre. Poor Greenspan. He had questions for Gallery Russia, and I was just talking too much.
You walk by, you look at
artwork, exactly,
and it pops out. Like I can see on the street alone, like these pictures just pop out of me. Like from right here where I'm standing, this draws my attention more than any other paintings, because we have Southwest behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then right there shows beautiful like fields and trees and a lake and a beautiful Russian model. And
of course you would go there. Now, Greenspan, you're actually pretty well traveled.
Yes.
You're pretty, very well traveled. I'm sure you've run into art of all types.
My brother's and my dad's house, pretty much art galleries in their own.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and so what do you find is different in art, in the art culture abroad, than here in the States?
That's a really good question. It's a very good question. I mean, it's kind of hard to say, because America is a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get, like, pretty much every single piece of artwork you could find in the world, you'll get it in America as well. I mean, there's just, like, the different mindsets you have, and then different locations where people will host their artwork as well. I mean, usually if you go to art galleries, it's hard to find, like, a certain special niche area. Like, I know Scottsdale, because I was born here. My mm-hmm. dad used to shop here a lot. Like, there's only one art gallery I know of where, you know, a lot of college students display their work. And so you'll find just the most randomest pieces of artwork, like from Picasso lookalikes to, I mean, it's just the craziest things. And then you walk down here in Scottsdale, like, you would never imagine to see that, you know, like, walking the main routes, but you got to take a side route.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I think there's more those side route, you know, those weird, you know, unique
like they're
galleries.
Branching out a little bit and reaching out
there's
to the other artists.
More that in Europe
and,
because, oh, like, there, you know, there's so much more life, so much more history and culture in Europe. There's so much more blending of society, I guess you could say.
Huh.
And here in America, like, you know, you'll get more your stereotype, more your, like, localized stuff. Like, say this whole, like, you know, half the side of the street is mostly, you know, Native American, or not Native American, but Southwestern kind of art.
Mm-hmm.
And then across there, you know, you have the Russian gallery, and then, yes.
Yeah.
Much.
Very, very interesting. Very. That would be a interesting.
The Biltmore Gallery is actually eclectic, because you see some contemporary, you see some Southwestern, and you can see some modern pieces through the window.
Yeah, and they're closed. Not every gallery is open, but we are here live in downtown Scottsdale and surrounded by beautiful, beautiful art and beautiful music by Rebecca De La Torre just across the street next to the Amica Insurance tent here, and good food, which I'm going to get more of.
Yeah, I haven't got any yet.
You haven't got any
yet? Cookie.
We're working.
That's all
we're slaving away for our listeners
right
out there. Greenspan, you had some more of the food, didn't you?
I tried some, but I couldn't eat some of it because they had shrimp.
Oh, you're allergic to shrimp.
No, I'm just trying to be more kosher.
Oh, okay,
slowly,
gotcha. Well, I'm vegan now, so I guess that isn't. Do they have anything non-meat, dairy, anything else? Awesome. Well, we actually are here with some people that are enjoying the art walk. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Chris Petrolakis.
Hi, Chris. Now, is this your first time here at the art walk?
No, it's not.
Ah, okay. So is it a tradition, or do you own a gallery here?
I don't own a gallery. I'm a longtime resident, so I do enjoy it with my family.
Awesome. Now, do you come every, I know the art walk is every Thursday from 7 to 9. Do you come every Thursday, or is this something that's a tradition that you
I don't come every Thursday, but any chance I get, I do come.
Awesome. And so what do you enjoy about the art walk specifically?
It's the time to relax, the time to take in life as it is, and spend time with the family without any of the noise and the hassle at home.
Beautiful young boys that are enjoying the art as well.
Thank you.
And so they come with you each time, or do you kind of sometimes just come by yourself to get away? Or,
well, 5 years ago they didn't come with me.
I can imagine why.
But ever since They have.
So do you think for children, a lot of people will think, okay, galleries, I'm not going to take my children because of maybe misconceived notions that they have, you know, don't touch, don't experience, don't go in there, they don't want children. What have you found in your experience in bringing your children to the gallery?
Well, we do tell them not to touch, but when they go home, they do kind of mimic when they're drawing and,
oh, really?
And they're playing around and stuff like that. And they do bring up stuff like, oh, I saw a cactus. And I'm like, where? And they'll tell me, like, oh, you remember last Thursday? And so they'll be drawing something or they're trying to mimic it or something.
That is amazing. Yeah. Those very little influences just by perusing the galleries can definitely
make an
imprint.
The little guy likes music and art, so he's more into it. So, yeah.
Now, I know that this particular event is actually benefiting the Art Education Fund. And so, being a parent yourself, what are, you know, your views as far as keeping arts in education? Do you think it's important, or is it just an extra expense?
Definitely important. Yeah. I mean, it brings life to its fullest. I mean, you can't concentrate on one thing in life.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely do.
And some of our the most amazing people that have made history were also artists as well.
And the most impression
exactly
that they left in the world have been artists.
Awesome. Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Well, thank
you. What tip would you give being someone who visits very often? Maybe someone has never been down here before, or they're coming down for the first time. What tip would you give to them for a first timer coming down to the Scottsdale Art Walk?
I would just say relax and take it all in, because there's so much happening that you want to run to one place to another. It's kind of like Christmas, but you know, as you walk through the streets, I mean, you really could take it in and enjoy every part of it, and then the next time around, you can go to a different street. I mean, there's so much to do that you know, just take it in one Thursday at a time.
Now I have to ask you. You've been here quite a few times. Do you have a favorite gallery?
You know what? I do like Art One.
Art One.
I do.
And
like
tell
Art
us a little
One.
About that gallery, because we're not in front of it. It's down the road there.
Yeah, that's correct. It's down the road. I like it just because I know all my money's gone there through my wife.
Oh, so it's an investment.
Yeah,
you right. better enjoy it,
where
huh?
Is she? Yeah. Every
just
time
all
she
right.
comes
she,
home, she's got. Something
she went to
different.
Art One. There.
She's already gone.
And what type of art is at Art One?
You know, they've got a variety of stuff. You know, it just all depends. I mean, like I said, I'm not totally know what type of art they have, but mm-hmm. you know, I do enjoy what she brings home.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. She's got good taste, so you're lucky.
And that's always a good thing when you're really not into art, but you enjoy it to the point where you would purchase some for yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an art connoisseur
correct.
Necessarily to be able to enjoy it, which is always good.
Exactly. And it's definitely a positive experience for the entire family.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Thank you very much for
Thank
joining
you.
Us on Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. We have 3 more minutes before we wind down this first hour and continue on the other side here at downtown Scottsdale. It's a beautiful, beautiful people and with their families enjoying the fine
Even the
arts.
The elderly are down here. I mean, it's every age group is represented down
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
This is
absolutely
anyone.
Amazing.
It's great. And especially people with their families just perusing around, enjoying the night. Said it was so relaxing.
And that's so important, especially with everything that's going on in the world or in people's personal lives. It's nice to get away and enjoy, get your mind away, escape into the different pieces and get the experience. And you don't have to be an art connoisseur or, you know, you don't have to have an English accent to walk through the door of a beautiful gallery. And apparently, according to the guys, there's all kinds of art.
Oh, there's lots of art.
Lots of art. And there's a poodle, which looks
there's
like
a live
work of art.
Walking. There's still
that
art.
Kind of
there's
right
fine art.
Yeah, there's some fine art down here always. I don't know. He said there's a poodle on it.
Awesome. Well, we have beautiful, beautiful music. And I think Rebecca De La Torre on the other side will be singing the Gershwin traditional of Summertime. And we actually have our... No, we haven't forgotten. We haven't forgotten about the... And we'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7, broadcasting live from downtown Scottsdale at the Art Walk. So we will be right back after this.
Mm.
Modern Rock.
I'm only in the mood for good news today, Ambassador.
106.7 KWSS.
Welcome back to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7. We are broadcasting live from O-Town Scottsdale at the 21st Annual Scottsdale Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting Art Education Fund, presented by Scottsdale Gallery Association and Amica Insurance, which I don't know what Amica Insurance is, but we're going to find out at the bottom of the hour.
I'm going to go grab an Amica person.
Are you going to go grab an Amica person and find out what
it is? I'm going to grab an Amica
now. Go and
we're going to find out what
get
Amica
an Amica,
is.
A nice code Amica.
it sounds like a beer, but it's not.
Exactly. Now, you've had an opportunity to go into some of these galleries, have you not? Everybody's been kind of leaving me and coming back and leaving me and coming back.
Yes, it was amazing.
Okay, so what? Yeah, everybody keeps saying that to get food, yeah.
Well, yeah, the food wasn't the main point. Like, it wasn't exactly what I thought it would be when I saw it on the outside, but then once I went in, it was like mind-blowing. I got lost, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't look like that big of a gallery, but you go inside, and it was actually two stories.
So you actually went into the gallery that is called Marshalls and McKay.
Marshall McKay, something like that.
LeKay. Yes, we're over here. We can't quite see. Okay, yeah. So what was your two stories?
Yeah, it's two stories in the back, and like not only like they have a few paintings like that look Southwestern,
mm-hmm.
but then there's also a lot of abstract. They have some glass pieces, like glass plates and glass vases, and actually they have some metal sculptures as well, which, like, you know, it's amazing. Like they have pretty much a wide variety of art pieces all around, and then you go in, like, it's packed. There's actually a harpist playing in the front, and
really,
yeah, she was amazing.
Very, very nice.
I found me an Amica.
Very good. He found Savante has come back with he says an Amica, but a representative from Amica Insurance. Tell us your name.
Hi, my name is Michael Veluzzo. How are you?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing very well. Welcome to Octave Radio here. Well, I wanted to just say thank you for putting on or sponsoring a great, great event. Tell us what Amica Insurance is.
I'm glad you asked that. Amica Insurance is a full services, personal lines, property and casualty insurance company. We handle your automobile, homeowners, and life insurance.
You do it all.
We do it all.
You do it all. Yeah. Awesome. And so what's your tagline?
Our tagline is, let's see, which one shall I choose?
Okay, choose a good one.
Hmm.
And I just have to tell everybody, he definitely has a face for television.
Yes, he does.
He's doing a commercial right here, a live commercial.
Well, I appreciate that. At Amica,
we got Michael.
It's not just how you're covered, it's how you're treated.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. That
sounds like integrity. Hmm.
Absolutely. There's a reason why we're the number one ranked company for customer service for 10 years straight.
Really? Yeah.
Really?
Wow. How long have you actually been with Amica Insurance?
I've been with Amica for 8 years now.
Oh, wow.
But our
okay.
company's been in business for over 100.
Okay.
We started off back east in Rhode Island,
mm-hmm.
and we're a little bit more well-known in the Northeast and looking to grow the brand that we're known for out here. So.
Okay. And so what was the motivation behind getting involved with an event like the Scottsdale Summer Spectacular Art Walk?
Well, Amica targets the value shopper, somebody who recognizes something that's going to maybe be worth their money. And we thought an event like this is going to attract a lot of value shoppers.
Nice.
And as a result, we think it's a great fit for us.
Definitely a certain demographic that comes out, enjoys art, and sees the value in investing in something as well. Awesome. So what is the number one thing? You guys have been around for 100 years.
Yes.
What is the number one thing that Amica prides itself on?
We pride ourselves on our customer satisfaction. Okay. When you call us, we're going to try to get either your question answered or your policy taken care of as quickly as possible and as correctly as possible, most importantly, so you understand what it means to have a good value for your premium dollar. And also, in the event of a claim, that's really the only time when insurance matters, essentially, is when you have to put in a claim. We'll take care of you, we'll take care of you quickly, and we'll make you whole.
And that's what matters.
Absolutely.
Because you feel so broken and empty. I just want to be whole again. Now, you've got some very interesting stuff happening over there at the Amica booth on the corner here of Marshall and Main. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on over there.
We're raffling off an original piece by artist Judith Spitz. Mm-hmm. And she's not only raffling off an original piece, but also she's creating a piece there as well. So you can head over there.
So it's live. She's creating it now. Is she raffling off the piece that she's currently creating?
No.
Oh,
she's creating something brand new using pastels. Uh-huh. And what she's raffling off is an oil painting.
It's
12x12, really nice piece. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's looking
but
nice
it's
so far.
A great opportunity for art enthusiasts to actually see what goes into a pastel painting.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
She's been great. She's everyone who comes by says, I could never do that. And she's very encouraging. She tells people, absolutely, you can.
Here's a brush. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for putting on sponsoring a terrific event in partnership with Scottsdale Gallery Association. And are you guys looking to doing more events like this all over the valley, or just you have a partnership with Scottsdale?
We have a partnership with Scottsdale for now, but we're always open to events of this nature. And if they work out with what we're trying to do in our schedule, we'll always consider them.
Awesome. Yeah. Good deal. Well, thank you, Michael.
No problem.
For joining us, Mr. Amica. Forget about the progressive
Mr.
lady.
Amica.
We have.
Geico, watch out.
Amica forget about the progressive
Absolutely.
Lady. She may be kooky and cute, but we've got Michael, so. Awesome.
Michael
of
Amica.
Michael of Amica Insurance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It was a great event.
It.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
We're broadcasting live here in downtown Scottsdale in the corner of Marshall and Main here at the 21st Annual Scottsdale Summer Spectacular Art Walk, benefiting the Art Education Fund. Presented by Scottsdale Gallery Association and sponsored by Amica Insurance. And we just got to meet Mike from Amica Insurance. And we've got a trolley. Now, this, it feels good. You got the lights on now. The sun has gone down. People are holding hands and walking. The trolley is going by. People have had their fill of water and China Miss iced tea.
Start spreading the news.
There you go. We're spreading the news of a good time here in Scottsdale. Beautiful,
Pushing
beautiful galleries.
And
have
high
you?
Heels.
Yeah, you just. Yeah, it's just. Yeah, it's. Now, I'm kind of jealous. I haven't got to peruse around, guys.
Now, what is this about the art walk being every week? And now, what is the difference?
Okay,
now,
so here's what I've learned. Okay, I will quote this because I have learned in speaking with Scottsdale Gallery Association and the wonderful people that are putting on this event, is that every week between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. on Thursday, Scottsdale has an art walk where you can pretty much see the same thing. You go into a gallery, meet the artists. You know, they don't have the free food and all that good stuff, but you get to meet, you know, the gallery owners and stuff like that. What's different about the Summer Spectacular Art Walk is because the gallery business actually has an off-season, and the off-season tends to be the summertime. Most people, because it's driven by tourism, I imagine. And so it's a slower time during this time. And so with the Summer Spectacular Art Walk, it's just kind of a special art walk in the middle of the middle of the heat. Or an empty spell, if you will, of the industry. And so this time they have food sampling and they have, you know, drinks by China Mist Iced Tea, and they've got music and sponsors. So
a large number of visitors.
Yes.
The music's amazing. Like, I walked a block that way, and there was a pianist playing just, like, the most invigorating pieces of music ever, and, like, it got my heart going, and, like, I just wanted to look around, and, like, the paintings were incredible. They were amazing. Like, I felt like, okay, so art is man's nature, and nature's God's art, and that's, like, I felt that. Like, I felt at one with everything. Just thought I'd share.
Wow.
Yes.
Incredible
that
words.
That was poetic.
That just dropped down.
He does have it in him. It's a wonderful, wonderful time here in Old Town Scottsdale. And you had a chance. Do we have another gallery person to talk to? They're kind of all
well,
busy.
No.
We've got people all. I love this.
You know, it's funny because there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things. There's students from the Walter
Cronkite. Uh-huh. School of Journalism.
Exactly. Down here doing their final.
Really? Now, that's journalism. So are they doing
journalism,
a story?
But they're doing a story, and they're capturing the people and the flare and the glare. And
great.
And then there's some people from Sudan and Guam.
Really?
And all across the world.
just wonderful, wonderful people down there. Absolutely amazing. And Chris, you are having a ball.
Chris is having too much.
Chris gets to have the wireless mic. He gets to go everywhere.
You know, the thing about it is I just mistook one of these warm breezes for a cool breeze because I'm like sweating so bad.
Yeah, it's still hot. You are still in Arizona.
You come out of the shower and the fan blows on you, it feels cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's.
Well, there was free ice cold water. And that did cool me down a little bit.
We've got some wonderful people here that are enjoying the art walk.
Definitely, yeah. They're enjoying it.
And we have someone who is enjoying the art walk. Hi, is it Angela?
Yes.
Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Welcome to Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7.
Thank you.
You are definitely enjoying the art walk.
I am. We're here for to see the Thumbelina Prince, to meet, meet the artist.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's from the Hans Christian Andersen paintings, mm-hmm. and this artist has taken them to quite another level by sort of making you feel like you're in the scene with Thumbelina, with the tiny, tiny little Thumbelina with huge koi fish
right
next to kind of jumping up to her on a lily pad, and they're absolutely beautiful, beautiful paintings.
Now, that's amazing, because I don't see any little ones with you, and I remember Thumbelina from growing up, the story of growing up, so this is definitely something that of all ages can enjoy.
It's absolutely nostalgia from when we were little, like reading the Hans Christian mm-hmm. Andersen fairy tales, and then it's like when you're an adult, you can enjoy it when it's actually a piece of art and not just a children's book, so they're absolutely gorgeous. Wow. It's quite
awesome. That is absolutely amazing. Now, do you come to the art walk very often, or is this your first time?
Well, I've been to Scottsdale plenty of times. I'm actually from Chicago and here just on vacation.
Well, welcome.
Wait,
you're on vacation during the summer?
Oh, yes. It's a little underrated thought that this is actually one of the best times to come. We love the dry heat. In Chicago, it might be 90 degrees, but it is so humid that you can't actually enjoy yourself the way that you can here. So we absolutely love it.
Awesome. Well, thank you. You're going to have to probably come. So you've already been to the Thumbelina, because was that in the, where is that? Dooley and Jones Gallery.
We walked past it earlier today, and now we're heading back to it. We're on our way there right now to see it again.
Awesome.
So to meet the artist as
Two times, yeah.
Two times, double trouble, exactly.
Exactly.
After a delicious dinner, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for stopping by and joining us, and enjoy the Thumbelina. I might have to sneak over there and take a peek.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank
definitely
you
recommend
so
it.
Much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Nice.
Thank you for joining us. Wow, amazing things going on down here at the Scottsdale Art Walk here. And it's every Thursday, and I'm surprised this is my first time.
I'm
definitely not going to make it my last. Definitely not going to make it my last. Well, we have got, before we go to break, and we want to talk to Todd and Gina Murdoch of Murdoch Trinity Records. They're down here visiting with us at the Scottsdale Art Walk, and we want to talk with them real quick. The first time you heard of them on Octave Radio was when they were joined by Rock Along Productions. They were talking about this wonderful, wonderful project they were doing in conjunction with Losing God. Was actually one of their first or pioneering bands that they did the project with. And we want to kind of hear some feedback on how that's been going, combining the studio with promotion and using the internet as a way for promotion. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so fill us in real quick on what you've been up to, because you've been busy.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. I mean, since our last interview with Octane Radio, it's just been kind of a whirlwind with everything. We've got a lot of stuff coming up in regards to benefiting artists and everything that they're doing. For example, we just got done with something with Steve Gooch and 12 Seconds for Peace down at 910 Live, which is the old Boston's, and that was to benefit them, and that was tied to Julian Lennon's White Feather Foundation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's carrying on his dad's tradition of all that. And then the next thing that we have coming up is for the Solid Rock, which is tied to Alice Cooper, and it's going to be a show benefiting that. That's August 6th at UBE's, and we're going to have proceeds that go to that. But we use these as testing grounds for a record label with traditional distribution on technology and everything that we're doing. So other than benefiting charity and the artists, we are making steps and bumps improving our technology because we want to be very cutting edge. And our label launch is coming up on October the 29th. That's our final date. We want to announce distribution,
Everything
that's tied into it. And what else, Gina, on the label side?
with the experience on everything.
Well, let's just say that there's all kinds of things going on right now as far as the charity benefits that we're doing in every function of our Murdoch Entertainment Group. Mm-hmm. It is Murdoch, you know, the Trinity Records, that's a branch off of that. We also have upcoming other things that is going to always focus on the music, mm-hmm. The arts, which is all part of it, especially with the Cooper Show coming up, the Rock Foundation. That is huge as far as giving back to the youth as far as the music.
Which is very, very important.
Yes, very important, because there's just not the funding that's necessary to keep that developing and growing like it needs to be.
Exactly.
So we're very excited about that with the label. It's going to be just phenomenal. We're going to bring on, finally, we're going to bring on the bands onto the label.
Okay.
And that's going to be the opportunity for all of us to just really take advantage of what we've been working really hard towards.
So quick question for you, because you were on, you kind of gave us the sneak preview, but it wasn't quite implemented yet. Losing God was more of a child, as you will, in launching this. What things have you found that you may change, or what things have you found has worked since you've actually put this into action?
Well, a lot of it with Losing God, they are on their completion of their CD, which is being recorded over at Sound Vision in Mesa, mm-hmm. with Michael Beck Sr. And from the music process, they've had a growing and evolving process through that has just, you know, we have learned and they have learned. And two, with the events that we have tied in with, you know, we're trying to make it clear that we're not just a, you know, a promotions company. We're actually a label that's testing. And I know when we were on Octane before, mm-hmm. we're using these shows as test shows to actually upgrade our technology and do other things. For example, we webcast it at the last show that we had at 910 Live. And we're trying to get it more of a live, real-time environment, similar to what you guys have a great setup here, by the mm-hmm. way, on everything. That's the thing. A lot of people may say, you're just a promoter. No, we're not. We're a label, and this is what we're gearing toward. And we want to benefit the community, you know, and make sure that everyone wins with the scenario, including the artists, you know, the charities that we work with. You know, and that reminds me, Gina, too, of the, you know, we'd mentioned before on your show about Four-Legged Love, you know, that we want to go to, you know, donate the proceeds. It's a Rock clothing line. You want to talk about that a little bit, or?
Yeah, basically that's going to be rolled out at the point of label also. And the whole idea of it is going to be giving back to, like, the Humane Society.
Okay.
And other functions involving the little four-leggers. It's actually Four-Legged Love is the name of it. And that is going to be a merchandising enhancement for the artists. And
We
haven't really revealed that information as far as how it's going to work for them, but this is just going to be another merchandising promotional type tool.
Amazing, amazing things. And I think that's what a lot of people in the industry, even here locally, have to remember, that a part of that is, you know, doing what you love, but also giving back. And that's where you're going to get, that's where the success is going to come from, is definitely partnering up and giving back to the community through community organizations and charity and like events like this. You guys are coming down and cross-supporting. You know, you guys are music, you know, musicians and record label and promoters, but you're down here and you're supporting the fine arts as well. So we definitely appreciate everything that you're doing for that.
Exactly, and it's bringing back that sense of community, you know, that we all need, especially, you know, in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot where it's, you know, everyone, it sometimes may seem like they're in it for themselves, but when you help each other and draw and get that sense of community back and cross-support your artists and everything involved, everyone wins with that.
Exactly.
And that's what we try to emphasize, you know, so that's a lot of it, you know.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for what you do, and you'll have to definitely keep us posted and come back more. When's your next project coming out? You've done Losing God. You have another band that you're working with?
Yeah, we have several right now that we're looking at. Now one of them, too, that we have been eyeballing that is not, you know, official, but we've been keeping close ties with, is with THC.
Okay.
It's a, you know, it's a member, Eric from Flotsam and Jetsam.
Oh, okay.
We've got Wiley from Sacred Reich. It's an all-star lineup, and they are just phenomenal band with maturity, you know, and Gina and I love them. You know, we've really been,
I know you guys were up in Flagstaff seeing Flotsam and Jetsam live.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oops, sorry.
No, we had photos everywhere, but it was great. We had a good time, and that's what it's about, is going, to support that community and have a good time while you're doing it, because we love what we do.
Exactly, you know? And that's all about enjoying the arts.
But our next project is going to be the actual UB show on August 6th, and we're going to have a great lineup. Losing God's going to be one of them. And let's just say you got to come out and check it out.
Awesome. Awesome. And then where can, real quick, your website where they can stay in touch with what you're doing.
Right. The biggest one now, we've shifted over to a company site, which is that we utilize Facebook a lot, which is facebook.com/ Murdoch's Trinity.
Okay.
We're also on MySpace, which is myspace.com/ Todd Murdoch 3. And we're in the process on the technological side of putting these things that we've been learning into our website. And a mixture of that, what we briefly talked about on your last show, is that technology and doing something that no one has ever done. So that's going to be announced here shortly. We'll get that out. So.
Awesome. Definitely. We'll have you back on when you have that out. Kind of give us an exclusive, if you will.
We appreciate it. It's great.
And thank you for your continued support. Yeah. Thank you. We love coming out here and doing the remote shows. We love seeing old friends to come out and support the arts as well. So thank you very much for joining us.
Shantae. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Shantae.
You're welcome. Thank you. Gina and Todd Murdoch of Murdoch Trinity Records. Oh, nice cold water.
All right. I have to grab her.
Okay.
She's been here. Working, helping us set up the table, and just like sitting here like it's not even hot at all since we've been early this
afternoon. She's got this cool demeanor about her.
So tell us who you are and what you're doing here.
I'm Lauren, and I work here at the Art Walk. I organize the event with my company, Scottsdale Can. It's going pretty well so far.
Yes, very, very well. Much success. Mm-hmm. Much success to this. Now, is your first event that you're, the first summer walk that you put together through your company?
No, we've been doing it for a very long time, and I've been with the company for quite some time as well. So this isn't my first time around the block, and I'm from Arizona, so I'm used to the heat.
Hometown girl. That explains the cool. Yeah, because Fonte was dying over here.
I was dying, sweating bullets, like, this is not working. So what are you liking about this event tonight? Like, what are you seeing here that's really different or new or exciting that people are really migrating to?
You know, I just like the layout tonight. We've got a lot of, you know, participating sponsors out here passing out beverages because people are thirsty. Yes. We've got Grand Lux Cafe, which is an Art Walk favorite.
Food is good.
Are they here every year?
They're here at most Art Walks. We've got nine major Art Walks throughout the year. Our next big ones are in October. We've got the Western Art Walk and the Wearable Art Walk, which is fashion-based.
Sounds
like
that one.
Sounds like it'll be a lot
one.
Cooler, too.
Yeah.
It will be a lot cooler, yes.
Nice. Fashion Art Walk. We're going to take it all the way to the end of the night at the top of the hour here. And what do you think so far? I mean, this is your first time here. What do you guys think?
It's been cool. I've liked it. I mean, you have an eclectic group here. And it's great.
Yeah. And, you know, I was out here all night long, and I didn't even have to hear LeBron's name once. Oh, did I just say that?
Yeah, you just said LeBron.
Did I just say he was going to Miami? I didn't even have to hear that. I'm glad it's over.
What does that have to do with art? And why
know,
do you look
exactly.
so disappointed? Like,
no,
you really
I'm not
care?
I don't care, really.
Everything is art, man. As long as you're alive and breathing, it's beautiful, and that's artistic.
So okay, Bowling's now the first art. Time you said that about God and nature, I was with you. Now it's overboard. Now I don't believe you.
Sports
now.
Is like ballet.
I'm going back just, over here with the record label. Now I'm going over with the record label.
Now it's like he's trying to be poetic. Sports, well, everything is beautiful. I'm like, wait a minute now.
Is sports an art?
He said all sports. He's going to go watch ping pong for 9 hours.
No, people can do tricks. Have you ever seen a dunk contest? I mean, that's you know, everyone's got their own style. Everyone's got their own artistic way of, you know, doing a slam dunk.
Men, they always take everything back to sports. What's up with that?
I was saying art. He was comparing the beauty of God in nature to sports all of a sudden.
Yeah. No, what we said was when we were talking about LeBron.
Talk about sport. That is a sport. When you
have
to
ride
a
bike and push the people around,
that's a sport. And push people around. That is definitely
a sport.
There you go.
Taxi.
Definitely here. You've got trolleys. You got bicycles. You've got all kinds of ways to get around here in Old Town Scottsdale. And the party's not over.
And he's swinging around to give us a ride.
We may, out to my car that's around the corner. This is a wonderful, wonderful event. And I think I look forward to, they got the fashionable wearable art that's coming up in October, the Western art, and so much more. And for more details, you can go to ScottsdaleGalleries.com. That's ScottsdaleGalleries.com for information on the Scottsdale Gallery Association, for upcoming art walks, and a list of all of these galleries that are here in downtown Scottsdale, listing of members, and just I recommend definitely coming down and taking a look. I think the next one, this is it, guys. I think the next one is not till October.
You know, there's a lot of...
They're still every Thursday night. So even during the summertime. Okay, you heard it from Lauren. If they're not open, you can find Lauren at... I'm just kidding. So, yes, every Thursday you can come down here and enjoy the art walk. But, you know, we're on the radio 7 to 9, so... That's a tough call. I say bring your iPod. Listen to us. Walk through the gallery.
I like that. That sounds smart.
That would be cool. Do an interactive.
Stream to us
exactly.
on the Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Interactive. There we go. We have to go interactive.
But this has been fun. I won't lie. The heat has died down. It's still beautiful. People are still coming out everywhere.
It's packed.
Yeah, it's not, this party is not dying down. I know it's at 7 to 9, but I'm not thinking people are
I'm
going home at
10, 9. 10:30.
I'm thinking maybe so. Maybe we got 10. Music from Rebecca De La Torre. We had food sampling by Grand Lux Cafe. We had tea from China Mist Iced Tea. We had live pastel demonstration by Judith Spitz. We had the band Waterfront playing. Around the corner, which we did not get to see, was artist Rocky Shaw and various other musicians, which we'll probably have to have them on the show sometime.
And we got water, free water.
And we got free water.
And the water is Glacier. It's actually owned by Budweiser. Times. There's a lot of artists, a lot of musicians.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a lot. And I'm loving this art. I think when I'm done, as long as they don't shut the doors, I'm going to go peruse to the galleries that you guys got to look at, but I didn't quite get to see. Okay, so what was your, okay, we know that Greenspan, your favorite, was Marshall LeCay.
It's one of my favorites. I mean, I can't say there's a favorite. Walking that way, I saw five galleries. I was like, I really want to go inside and check it out, but I'm only doing a reconnaissance mission to see, you know, how active it is, and it was amazing. Like, there's like some of the art just pops out. Like, the colors are so vibrant. It looks like, you know, I don't know.
And then real quick, Savante, we got one more minute. Yours?
My favorite are the people. I mean, there's always been this urban legend that people in Scottsdale don't know how to have fun.
Oh, we definitely did not see that tonight.
But they are having fun tonight. I am enjoying myself. It's a great, vibrant, awesome energy, and I'm loving it.
Awesome. And then you, Mr. Chris?
You know, I have to agree with Savante. My favorite thing about being out here is the people. I always love to get out and be around lots of people, lots of different cultures, and it's just beautiful to see people out. I love it. It's one of the things I've always enjoyed about big cities. You know, the New Yorks, the L.A.s, just the people, the Chicagos, people out walking around.
This
I love
a big
it.
City?
Now this, no, I just said people out.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're winding down. We've got a couple of seconds left, and that's it for us for tonight. So thank you for joining us on Octave Radio on KWSS 106.7, broadcasting live. See you next week.
You've been listening to Octave Radio with your host, Shante Yvonne. Tune in next week right here on KWSS 106.7.
That's it. Go home.